All right. Welcome back. Here it is, episode 35 of Airport Adjacent. My name is Kalani Thomas, or as I'm sure you know me by now, Coach Cal. Just going to start calling myself that and leave out the Kalani part for you by now. But if you are listening to the podcast or you're joining me in social media, the podcast is Airport Adjacent. You can find it anywhere my podcast or any podcast is really at, Spotify, SoundCloud, you name it. If you're listening to the podcast and you want to see live videos of us doing these podcasts, you can always go to social media. On Facebook, it's The Help Desk Sales. And on Instagram, it's Coach_Kalani. But I wanted to talk for a minute with you guys today about sales. Now, when I got into coaching, to be a sales coach. That's the thing I am. From sunrise to sundown is a salesperson, have been for almost 20 years now, and not even being 34, I think it's important to know that 20 years of being in sales means I've quite literally been doing this since I was allowed to work here in the US. So what I've learned about sales and what I teach people about sales is the thing I think that brings people back to me most often. And I had a meeting with a client of mine this morning, and we talked a little bit about pricing and how pricing works in the business and how they sell the services that they sell. And they've got a very interesting formula for coming up with how they get to a price. And I don't really care what your formula is for how you get to a price. It's how you present the price and the product and the service to people. And it needs to be done under a process. If you've got a inconsistent way of presenting your products and your services to people, you're going to have an inconsistent way of getting that information to them. And with that inconsistencies, there's going to be mistakes. And with mistakes, there's loss of revenue, loss of money. And to avoid having any of those situations, a process being in place always helps. So the thing I like to think about, because I know it's something that everybody's had very personal experiences with, is drive-through restaurants. Now, whether you're a fan of McDonald's or like most people, In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A or something like that, there's a process to this. Now, what I really like about Chick-fil-A is not only did they take the normal process of a drive-through, but they've expanded on it, that they know they're busier than most people would be willing to wait in that long line for. So they actually send that exact same employee out that would be taking your order in the restaurant, send them out to the parking lot to make it easier on you to be able to do that order. That's because they recognize the process of how they normally got products to customers had broken. They had gotten so popular that before anyone had an opportunity to interact with anyone in their environment, you had to wait behind 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cars. So instead of you having this experience of being completely alone in that customer journey, they send someone out to you. Now, the expectations of clients can be a difficult thing for a business. To be able to decide ahead of time that, hey, we're a company and here's what we're going to do, and we hope that works best for you. And then to start to work with clients to realize that those clients don't necessarily want to do it that way, don't want to work with you under those terms, don't want to work with you under those prices, whatever it is, you have to make adjustments, you have to pivot, you have to do these things. But what I really like about the drive-through mentality is something I've always done in sales. Is if I asked you right now, and if you're driving, please don't do this, but if you were to close your eyes and you were to imagine going to a drive-through, every single one of you has virtually the exact same thing running through your head. You pull in, you pull up to a speaker, you let them know what you want, you pull around to a place where you pay, and then once you've paid, they can really make you do whatever they want before they're going to give you the food. Sometimes it's pull up to the next window. Sometimes it's pull over to those parking spots while we make that special item for you. Whatever it is, they've got a captive audience in each part of the process. In order for you to interact with them further, you first have to order. In order for you to get your food, you first have to pay. And in order for you to drive off, you have to get your food. So that process can be adapted to almost anything. I know a lot of salespeople still that sell products and services over the phone. Unless you're doing this through a video call, there's very little information about what someone would think you're currently doing on the actual product side of it itself, right? So if you're looking at the the overall of, hey, we have a process, we're going to present this process to someone, and in that process, they start to have questions. If I haven't completely sold them yet, and this question's coming out of order, it can be difficult for me to answer that question and get back to a position where I can sell from again. So to be able to go to a customer and say, hey, that's a great question. While I'm looking up the information you need, let me tell you a couple other things about the product, right? That information could have been readily available for you to be able to spit out immediately, but the reason why you would hold that information back is because of your process. You wouldn't have someone, hey, pull up to the drive-thru, do it backwards, go to the place where they get their food, order, get their food there, back up, pay, and then pull forward and pull out. And a lot of us try to do that in our sales process. We look for, hey, this person already knew me. They were a referral of someone else or whatever it is. So it's no big deal for me to just sort of skip past some of these parts and give them exactly what they asked for. I wish that were the way that it works, but it's just not. And so when you have this process and you go in order of, here's how we present everything to everyone, and we have a clear menu of services. Here's how we tell everyone, welcome to our place of business. Here's how we interact with everyone to make sure we understood what they did. When you go through this process, there's very little miscommunication that happens. So I want you to think about the next time you're on the phone with a customer or you're in the home with that customer and they ask you that question that you know you have an answer to, but you're not ready in your process to give that answer, make them wait. It's absolutely appropriate to make them wait. And I've got an episode about customer expectations, and I do want you to go back and listen to that one if you haven't yet, because the one thing I learned a long time ago in sales is customers start in training at a very young age, right? And just to really quickly reiterate that, how many of you had a home phone whenever you were growing up? And as soon as it rang, you ran over the phone, you answered it and found out it was a phone company or some sort of a telemarketer, and you shouted out to your parents, hey, phone company's on the phone for you. They told you to tell them, I'm not interested, right out the gate. So you've been in customer training for so long that if someone's interacting in the sales process, they have an expectation of what's going to happen. I'm going to get pitched a product. That product is going to come with a price. If I want to engage, I just pay the price. It's a very simple formula at the end of the day. So what I want you guys to think of whenever it comes to how I present this to a customer is think about that drive-through approach. Are you giving them what they need at the time they need it in a way that it makes sense for them to continue to work with you? Making someone wait for an answer to a question, making someone pull up to the next window in order to get what it is that they showed up for is an opportunity for you to absolutely, at the end of the day, put yourself in a situation where you get what they're doing and you get while they're there, and you can start to have expectations that your customers give you that help to adapt your business model, that help to adapt your sales process, that help to make what it is that you're doing a little easier for a customer to take in and understand and work with and all of those things. So drive-through mentality really is just a process. It's just an opportunity to work with the customer in a manner that you can control. And that's really what matters whenever it comes down to sales. And I'm not giving you anything new. If you've been in sales for a long time, controlling the sales call, controlling the sales process is always something you should be focused on if you're in sales. Hands down, no questions about it. How you control that, though, can either be very upfront and in the face of the customer and they know you're controlling the process, or it can be sort of a passive process because it's something everyone else has adapted. And what most successful sales companies have adapted to is putting you in a position where you hear about their product correctly, you hear about their pricing correctly, and then you are given an opportunity to pay and engage in the service. Another thing that I think really helps when you're looking at the sales process is data. And if you think about what salespeople are being replaced with today more than anything else, it's websites, right? I don't have salespeople anymore because people just go to my website and order my product there, right? I mean, that's a phenomenal thing to think. I hope that works out for you all the time. But in that process, right, think about it. For Best Buy and their corporate web company overlords that are there looking at the website and measuring everything, they're measuring everything to the nth degree, right? They know that when someone lands on the portable speaker page, they have a tendency to look at these three products they have a tendency to be on the page for this amount of time. And all of those metrics allow them to take and adjust the customer experience, adjust the customer expectation, so that you have an opportunity to go and say, okay, we notice people look at these three items most, but these three items are spread across the page. Let's move these three items a little further down so we get more exposure to other products. Let's move these products a little further up to cut down on the amount of time people are on the page. Everything these days in data is black and white. There's no more gray. You don't have to worry about, does that work? Does that not work? You have the data to know whether or not it works. And for most of you, if you're not using digital tools to sell, if you're not using CRMs and ClickFunnels and whatever, I want you to know that at the end of the day, there's a sentiment that you can feel, right? There's a closing rate that can at least be measured. And if you're not getting where you want to be, you need to go back and take a look at what that process is that's put you in that situation, that's put you to the point that you're at today, that's put you to the point where you can look and say, 10% of the people that we approach are immediately not interested by the time we say this sentence in our script. Adjust that sentence. Get a little further down your script. Adjust that sentence. Get a little further down your script. That's how you end up in a situation where you've got people that understand your process, you're meeting their expectation of how to buy, and you're optimizing that expectation to make sure you're constantly making more money and getting in front of more prospects that have a better opportunity to understand what you're doing. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. If you are out there and you thought this was helpful and you know a salesperson, share it with them. I'd love to have more salespeople following what it is that we're doing, because I am currently helping people be more successful in sales, and I can probably help you as well.